Saints, here we go with another message from the Word of God. Wanted to take this occasion to say God bless you and thank you to all of you who are praying for the fruitfulness of this ministry outreach and supporting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Luke chapter 17, verse 20 and 21, where the scripture says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Verse 22, Luke 17, "And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here or see there." In other words, look here or look there. Go not after them nor follow them. "For as the lightning that lighteth out of one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day." That's all in the same passage we started in Luke 17, 20 through 24. Jesus is warning in Luke 17, 20 and 21 about hostile watching. He says that the kingdom of God is within you, and that the kingdom of God cometh not with observation or hostile watching. In this passage, it seems to fit that observation, the word observation refers to hostile or anxious anxiety of watching for Christ's coming. In this setting, the Pharisees, who are the enemies of God, are demanding when the kingdom should come. Jesus then answers them and seems to communicate that we are not to seek to determine by physical evidence when he's returning, and that the kingdom of God is within you. So our preoccupation should not be with the timing of his coming. It should be in knowing him and walking with him and being rooted and grounded. So remember, we always talk about John 17, 3, where Jesus said, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent." So knowing God is of paramount importance in the kingdom of Christ. The Lord Jesus warns us. He said, "But of that day and hour," notice day and hour, "no man," not the angels of heaven, "but my Father knoweth. No man knows the day or the hour. If we did know it, why would we need to live by faith? We wouldn't. But the Bible says, But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you." 1 Thessalonians 5:1. So we know the time and the season, but not the day or the hour of his return. So our preoccupation as his disciples should not be with the timing or the exact day or hour of Christ's coming, but rather in being rooted and grounded in our abiding relationship with him. Our preoccupation as Christ's disciples should be in our readiness to meet him. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not." So Jesus came to die and rise again to give us a relationship with him and the Father that must be the paramount focus of our lives. Jesus says in Revelation 1:7, "Behold, he," that's Jesus, "cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him." Notice, every eye is going to see him. Revelation 1:7 speaks of Jesus' coming with such force that lights of the whole sky escapes no one. He's coming like a lightning bolt out of heaven from the eastern sky. Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 and Matthew 24. So it says in Matthew 24 verse 29, "Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then," verse 30, Matthew 24, "shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. So it seems that one of the central things the Lord is communicating here is that we as His children must let God be God concerning the timing of the coming of Christ, and rather we must be preoccupied with seeking, loving, knowing, and obeying our coming King. Remember, every eye is going to see Jesus when He returns. No one is going to miss it. Revelation 1:7 is speaking of the coming of Christ with such divine force that it lights the whole sky and escapes no one. Every eye is going to see it. When Jesus Christ splits the eastern sky, not one being is going to miss it. In Matthew 24:26-27, the Bible says, "Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers. Believe it not, for as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." In other words, nobody is going to miss it. And the key is to be ready. So in light of this truth, we need not run around frantically looking for the coming of Jesus because, quote, "the kingdom of God is within you. The domain of King Jesus is in us." Kingdom means King Jesus, the domain of King Jesus in His disciples. That's what it means. We need to let God be God and let Him preside over the return of His Son and preoccupy ourselves with being rooted and grounded in Christ and ready to meet Him in the air. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not." Luke 12:40. The key is to live ready. Some people are so busy trying to figure out exactly when Jesus is returning and how the end time events are going to unfold that they aren't preparing themselves to be ready to meet Him in the air. Some live in unwarranted anxiety, in hostile watching, instead of settling down in their relationship with Christ and sitting at the feet of the Savior like Mary did and hearing His voice and following Him daily in that abiding relationship He calls us to. Remember, our main verse today is Luke 17:20-21. "The kingdom of God cometh not with observation or hostile watching." Living in hostility, in anxiety, and fear destroys present abiding fruitfulness. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:19 that the hope we have in Christ, the blessed hope of His return, is the anchor of our soul. Many today jump from one end-time ministry to another, fueling their own anxiety and speculations. God is calling us to settle down and seek His face. God is calling us to be anchored in Christ. Jesus is our blessed hope, and specifically the return of Jesus, Titus 2:13, is our blessed hope. Those who live in a perpetual state trying to determine when Jesus is coming are incapacitated from daily abiding and fruitfulness that Jesus ordains us to walk in. John 15. 1 Chronicles 16:11, "Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face continually." We must beware of being overwhelmed with the hysteria of Christ's return and not readiness for it. Doesn't it seem like some only wish to attempt to ascertain the timing of Jesus' return because they don't count Him worthy to serve except to selfishly escape hell? Doesn't it seem like some just want to escape hell and that's why they want to know the exact timing of His return so that they can all of a sudden get ready? They seem to spend all their time trying to figure out when Jesus will return instead of living ready for that return. return out of a heart that loves the great and coming bridegroom of heaven. The Lord Jesus commands us to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. So as we come in for a close, we must ask the question, what is the infinitely most important element or Bible truth concerning Jesus' return? So Jesus never instructed us to know the when of his return, but he did command us to be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh in an hour when you think not. God is large and in charge. So we must repent and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God and understand that he decides the when, and we decide to be ready. Remember, saints, that knowing God is paramount in Christ's kingdom, knowing him, walking with him. Most important aspect of our Lord's coming is not when he comes, but being ready when he comes. This is plainly according to Jesus and his apostles throughout their teachings. So Jesus said that only those who have him as their first love and no idols are going to be ready when he returns. Jesus says that he's coming back for a church without the spot or wrinkle of sin, but one that is holy before him. And he says in the same passage in Ephesians 5 that he is sanctifying that church, that people, with the washing of water by the word. Those who are ingesting, who are studying and obeying the word of God, are being sanctified by the washing of water by the word. How many people are ready to pray to make sure they are ready to meet the Lord? Let's pray together. Holy Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I admit that I have sinned against you and have been spiritually adulterous. I want to, and I do, return to you now, dear Lord Jesus. I turn back to you now, Lord Jesus, with all my heart and being. I want to be ready for your soon return, dear Lord Jesus. Cleanse and strip me of everything that does not glorify you, Lord. Please fill me and use me to help others to know you. I love you, Lord Jesus, and I look for your soon return in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.